name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us continue these services, and I shall read for study from the Gospel of St. Luke, from the beginning of chapter 15, first 10 verses. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she saith, or she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Years ago, here in Pudasjärvi, there were summer services at the same airport. When we prepared for those summer services, I think I said at that time, these may be the last summer services the last summer services that we are responsible for. It is so seldom we get these summer services to our town. But I was wrong. Now that 15 years have passed, we can be joyful over that in Pudasjärvi, that we have once again received these summer services in our locality. God's children are gathered here, hearers of the word. For that reason, that God's word would come forth and that we could be underneath the hearing of God's word. That we could. That those who believe would be refreshed to their faith, in their faith. and those who seek peace for their souls would find peace into their heart. We have seen today that there are tens of thousands of people here already today, and there are many here in the service tent. Our text relates of services of where the Lord Jesus himself was speaking. And according to the text, we can hear the Lord Jesus, and we believe in this way that through his Spirit is here with us today. It is explained here. It says that all the publicans and sinners came unto him to hear him. These words in the Gospels, we hear these words. We hear the words publicans and sinners many times. Do we all know what these publicans are or were? During the Roman Empire, it was kind of under a chase system where people were judged according to what they earned, and then this sum, a tax that was counted from there, this sum had to be paid to the Roman Empire. But in Palestine, under the Romans, these publicans were only those people who received, or they gathered the taxes or customs payments. These customs people were not liked by the Jews for two reasons. First, that these on the outskirts of the Roman Empire, these government workers, they often that they had a custom of gathering a little bit more money than was needed. We remember John the Baptist. How some customs people came to speak to John the Baptist, and they asked, "What do we have to do to be saved?" John said, "Do not gather more tax or customs than what is needed or asked for." But because they deceived people, they were not liked by the people. And the other reason was that they were servants or working for a foreign government, and they were working with people who were unclean. And these were the publicans, the customs agents, that they were the same as sinners. It is said here, that the publicans and sinners came to hear him. We are speaking about Jesus, It was not a selected group that came to listen. But sinners came. We know that during the time of Jesus in Palestine, most of the people were poor. And in the air, there was something. Some type of awaiting. In the beginning of St. Luke, people were kind of waiting for something. We can say, even today, that sometime, that which direction will the ways of the world go today? What will happen here on this earth? The sinful people came to listen to Jesus. Even to these services have come such sinners who would wish to confess Jesus as the only name where one is saved here in this life, where eternal salvation is determined. But think. But did the publicans and Pharisees and scribes like that the sinful people came to listen to Jesus? The Pharisees were, as we know, they thought about, they were very strict. They believed in salvation through the laws of Moses. And the scribes were very close to the same way. That they made their own little rules. And as time changed, the law of Moses had to be rethought, and they became so difficult to understand what Jesus complained about, that no one could follow the laws of Moses. Jesus said, you burden people with heavy burdens, but they thought in this way. The Pharisees and scribes, and they did not like when the sinners came to listen to Jesus. For a Pharisee cannot listen to the voice of Jesus. It is hard. It may be. That someone here or during these services may count that so many times the sins were preached forgiven. But sins are forgiven here many times more than we can hear through the loudspeakers. We have heard in earlier sermons that burdens are freed here, and we become free from those matters that may be weighing us down. We say that unto Jesus come such people who find themselves unworthy. Who wish to hear the voice of Jesus, even at these services. It is preached, this gospel, and through the voice of Jesus, and it echoes from the Mount of Zion, and this voice is heard nowhere else but from the Mount of Zion. But Jesus spoke to these people through a parable, and he says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in a wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it?" This sheep that is spoken about here is not such a common animal anymore. We see them every now and then, but before they were in almost every home in the rural areas. But I went on a speaking tour. I was at a home where there were 300 sheep, and all were almost black. Jesus said that if one from this flock becomes lost, does he not leave the 99 and go look for that which is lost? That one that is lost is important to Jesus. He is the good shepherd. And he goes to search for that one lamb which is lost. That one sheep is in kind of a passive state, and he does not know his way back. And this is a picture of that, how salvation is the work of God, and how God and the Lord Jesus loves the sinner and also loves that person who has gone their own way. It may have happened, as we have heard at these services, that a person is born into this world as a child of God. But it may happen in this way, that maybe when they have not received enough care, a person may die away through sin. It may have been at an early age when one has become lost from this flock of Jesus. Or it may have happened in this way, that someone had for a long time, maybe tens of years, someone was traveled as a child of God. But then some matters which have come as a hindrance to their faith, maybe only reason. It cannot be such that there are only a few that are saved, as was also asked of Jesus, that is it only a few that become saved? That if you do not believe, you yourself will be lost. But the love of God searches for that person. He wants to keep everyone in his flock under the Good Shepherd. And Isaiah says, that so says the Lord, that I search for sheep, and I will take care of them, as a shepherd takes care of his sheep as they have scattered about. In the same way, I shall take care of my sheep and will bring them all to safety, even those who on a dark and a dreary, depressing day became lost. These foggy days, we may have these foggy days, and if we think of the ways of this world, the goings, there are many things in this world that are not based upon God's word. And in his flows, maybe a child of God may become lost. It is also written that I want in a flourishing pasture guide these sheep, and in the high mountains and the great meadows they may rest, that they may be eat in the meadows. I will guide my sheep and lead them to rest, so said Hosea. Jesus speaks in a parable in this way to those that did not like that Jesus spoke to sinners and ate with them. But when a good shepherd finds, or one finds a good shepherd, one becomes flabbergasted. And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoices. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven. Think, there's joy in heaven. That even at these services, that the Lord, the Good Shepherd, could find that one lost sheep. And that the Heavenly Father could refresh, and he can refresh those who have believed before as God's children. But let's take a look at this other parable in this 15th chapter. There are three parables. They all speak of the same issue. What is the third parable? I did not read that. It's perhaps the most known of these parables. But the second parable that we read. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Now we have to ask at this, when we read this text, that who is this woman who has 10 pieces of silver that was lost, that she lost? This woman in this parable of Christ is God's kingdom, which is here upon this earth. In other parables, Jesus, it is said and pictured that God's kingdom is used as the word woman is used to describe God's kingdom. Jesus said in one parable that God's kingdom is as like a woman who shifted flowers into three vessels. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. God is not here on this earth in that way that we could see him. We have been asked that cannot give the forgiveness of sin straight. Do you take this power away from God? But God has set this grace. He has a kingdom here on this earth. And it is this in question here. I have heard that we do not need, I have heard that we do not need God's kingdom, that we speak about it too much. That we can believe straight upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus, when he lived here on this earth, he himself spoke of God's kingdom. Jesus said, God's kingdom has now approached. Repent. When he preached in the villages of Palestine, and Paul preached of God's kingdom. And the Lord Jesus, when he came back to after his resurrection, it is said at the end of St. Luke that he spoke of God's kingdom. The order of grace, God has set the order of grace that the Holy Spirit is the office, and it is heard through the voice, and this is preached only through those who have received the Holy Spirit. And we have to say it today, there is no other way unto salvation. And this woman of which is spoken here She lights a candle and sweeps the floor or the room. What is this candlestick? What is this candle or lamp that the woman lights? God's word says, your word, the word is the candle, the light of God's word. When we go away from God's word, we are lost. Even during this time that we live, there are some questions where we have, or they have detached themselves from God's word, even though it is very clear word of God. Let's take this example of that has happened the last few days. When we speak and have heard about marriage between those same-sex marriage, we have to say, God has not promised to bless no other marriage except that between a man and a woman. God's word instructs us in this way, and we should have the strength to say it today, for God's word teaches in this way. And this preaching by God, and this calling by God, this lost piece of silver we wish to seek even today, I do not know how much the value of this one piece of silver was, but it was precious. But to Jesus and God's kingdom, it was very precious, for it is always sorrowful when a close one's becomes tired on her journey. And even at these services where we are now gathered, this God's word is heard, can be heard as a calling, as a refreshing, and it is a great joy for us when we've been able to give today such a great flock, giving us a great weather, warm wind blowing that refreshes us so we would not be too hot. We can rejoice today that God has called us to his under his word, and wishes to reveal unto us his word. It is a great joy. There is great joy of this lost piece of silver when it is found. And it is repeated here. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I found a piece which I had lost. But it does not end here. It also says, likewise I say unto you, There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over the sinner, one sinner that sinner repenteth. Those services that were here 15 years ago, it was a joy. That was be joyous in the Lord, we can in this way be joyous. We have come from many different ways of life. It may have been difficult, and sin may have attached and may distress us. We can gather under the Word of God to hear and listen this Word of God. There, whether you're listening at through the radio or through the internet, you may also wish to be refreshed. You can also believe. And you, brother and sister, hearer of the word, hear of these evening services, you can at this moment believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. You can feel secure. You can remain believing. I also came here feeling afraid, and as a sinner, I would like to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe. In this way, let us remain comforted, believing. The grace in the grace bosom of God and Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.